Bolsonaro, del Perú, del presidente Maduro.
Of President Nicolás Maduro.
El articulador real,
the real articulator of anti-Bolivarian and anti-Chavez forces is the U.S. government that tries to prevent dialogue and has undermined prior processes. Long live Chavez.
Es una victoria histórica.
The re-election of our brother Evo Morales Ayma as president of the plurinational state of Bolivia is a historical victory. Long live Evo. Reactionary forces with the support of the U.S. government, the OAS, and some governments pretend through coups and destabilization and violence bring down the victory by Evo Morales mass movement and the movement of indigenous people. The firm action of the Bolivarian government defending national sovereignty and the people's vote is unequivocal and has been quite transparent. We call all the people to defend the Bolivarian democracy, the election victory, and the process of change. Any attempt to destabilize Nicaragua and the government for national reconciliation and unity led by President Daniel Ortega Saavedra will be rejected. You will overcome. With profound hope, we follow the contribution of Mexico and by President Manuel López Obrador against neoliberalism and for regional integration in his pro-tempore presidency of CELAC. We celebrate the victory in Argentina by Alberto Fernández and Cristina Fernández de Kirchner against neoliberalism that led the Argentina economy to bankruptcy, social exclusion, poverty, and hunger. We support the legitimate demand of sovereignty of Argentina over the Malvinas. We will relentlessly defend the implementation of the peace accord in Colombia. In Ecuador and Chile, we see with admiration and solidarity the popular demonstration against neoliberal measures and the lack of real democracy. We are reminded today of Salvador Allende, when the big Alameda through which the free men and women of our continent will walk. Our people are fighting against poverty, exclusion, and neoliberalism. Our sisterly nations of the Caribbean have the right to reparation for slavery, and they deserve a fair and differentiated treaty that they so demand. Haiti should have all the support of the international community. Our historical commitment towards self-determination and independence of the people of Puerto Rico will never change. Homeland is humanity, and we will always defend the just causes of the peoples. We reiterate our support to the Palestinian people. Our solidarity goes to the Sahrawi people. To the heroic struggle of the Syrian people. We express our solidarity with the peoples of Africa, Asia, and the Middle East struggling for development and social justice. Esteemed friends, let us defend the postulates of the proclamation of Latin America and the Caribbean as a zone of peace. Let us move together, closely united, social and popular movements, leftist and progressive political forces. Let us mobilize everybody. All persons of goodwill. As for Cuba, I can assure you that we will be firm and optimistic. We will be united to our party, loyal to Fidel's legacy under the leadership of Army General Raúl Castro and the leadership of President Miguel Díaz-Canel. We will continue renovating our socialism and will be prepared to face any actions by the U.S. administration, sure that we will overcome. Down with the blockade. Long live Fidel. Ever onwards to victory. Homeland or death, we shall overcome.